Of the W.
Of the W. What's up, brother?
Just here, man. Still struggling a little bit, but ready to go.
Oh, man. I'm glad you sound a lot better.
Yes.
So, what's the haps, man? What's the news? What's going on in the world today?
Well, as always, you could like our page at vofthew.com or go to our Facebook page directly at Vaca of the World. You can always be reached at Twitter at Art the Podcaster. And overall, man, it's going crazy, man. Just the world going crazier and crazier.
Yeah.
One of the things I forwarded you this morning was I've always liked R. Kelly, man. R. Kelly has always been my guy.
you know, I don't know why this guy's getting so much flack.
Look, we all know R. Kelly's been crazy. It's been well documented. Since he's come into the game, dude has been showing his crazy colors, and yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's not about showing his colors. I mean, have you listened to his music?
His music? I mean, I love his music, man. I've always loved his music.
Right, but even in his music is all sexually driven, and you know, he's always been a bit of a sick puppy.
Yeah, this guy's the real version of Sexual Chocolate from Coming to America.
Yeah, man.
He's been the real guy. He's been the real deal, man.
But here's the thing. All right. Well, so okay, years back they said he peed on some chick, right?
It was an underage girl, yeah.
All right. Okay, not my thing. But different strokes for different folks, right?
Well, you know, it would be nice to find somebody who would let me do something like that. just for trying out's sake, right? You're like, hey, have a little golden shower. Let's see how we could do that. It would be a nice thing to eventually try, maybe.
It's a kink, you know. People have it. Some people yes. want to do it, and now the underage thing. That's where the problem's at. The peeing. Yeah. I mean, lots of people do it, I guess. You know, well, I mean, you can go online and find that shit.
When it's been between consenting adults, it's always good. And keyword being adult.
Well, yeah. How old was the chick he peed on?
Oh, I think she was like 15 or 16. You know, it was still underage.
Still, yeah.
But now.
Yeah. But was he bamboozled? I need to know. I need to know the full facts, you know, because this guy is at one point was mega star, right? And you know, you're going from city to city to city to city, and you know, by no means do I think it's okay that you mess around with underage chicks,
right?
But some of these girls, especially when they're trying to get at an R. Kelly,
right.
pose as older women, and nowadays they look older.
Here's the thing. You are correct, and of course nobody's condoning sex with underage kids, and there are kids who go on this and all of that, but where I'm always concerned, this is the same thing as a Canelo eating tainted meat. Or what, you know, drinking water that you don't know who gave it to you, and then your drug test comes out different. R. Kelly should have a posse, and in his posse, there should be one guy who has pre-printed 100 non-disclosure agreements, and every girl that R. Kelly goes with should sign a non-disclosure agreement along with a notary. It's just safe to do that at every single person. What's the big deal, right?
You have to do your due diligence as a famous person. You're right.
Exactly. And so when it comes to something like this, let's say I become famous or anything like that, and of course you would have to be the first guy in my posse.
Right.
The first thing I would do is pay for you to become a notary.
Mm.
And then I would hire my lawyer, my main guy lawyer, the one that you met at that party.
You're right.
And I tell him, dude, write me a non-disclosure and show my friend here notary on what he needs to do.
And that sounds like a really easy process. I don't know why this isn't something that is done more often.
I would go to Kinko's and have you print like 200, 300 of these forms. And before any girl would come up to get the green light, they would have to sign, put their thumbprint and all of that. And then, you know, we would put them to do MMA stuff, shoot them in the ass with paintballs, you know, stab each other with pocket knives or whatever the hell.
whatever crazy urinating we plan on exactly. doing would be done. And no one could say anything.
Exactly.
And we would also like, you know, take a picture of their ID.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, they take a video of them saying, I am over the age of 18.
Correct.
You know, my birthday was on this such and such date.
Correct.
You know, yeah, you got to cover your ass. And really, I mean, if you were the famous rich person, you're not even dealing with it. It's just, you're right. You just assign somebody to deal with that.
Right.
And you just say, hey, did you have her to take the video and sign the form? Yes. Okay. You may get naked.
All I would do is I would tell you to give the girl a safe word. And I would just go to the girl, I would be waiting. And if she had the secret knock or the safe word, I would just say, you may enter into my realm.
That's a better way, is a safe word, because you don't want to ever assume.
Correct.
Like, oh man. But here's the thing. What if through the grapevine,
correct,
a chick found out the safe word.
Right.
And then said the safe word, boom, she's let in. You're thinking, I've done my part.
Correct.
You bang her. She's 17 and 264 days
right
old.
Correct. Very, very simple. It's just like a baseball sign. You know, you change it up every inning, every day. There's a new one. You know, you tap your head twice with two fingers down, a fastball, change up, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's, you know, the manager comes up and it's like, okay, I put my glove to my mouth. You put your glove to your mouth. We get on the same page and we go back to pitching the game.
I like it. I do like that. I do like that. Now, you do realize I would have to sample some of the meat prior to sending them your way, right?
Of course. I mean, brothers share.
Yes. Eskimo brothers. Eskimo brothers. So yeah, I would definitely do that because, you know, if there's anything sour going on there,
correct,
I would need to inspect, because otherwise, I mean, if the shoe was on the other foot and I was the rich guy,
right,
and you sent me some stinky bitch,
right,
I would fucking I'd call you in and I'd say, you know what, you dumb fuck, you're eating that shit now. Go for it.
This would be the equivalent of like Richard or Louis the 15th. Having his wine tasted or his cheeses tasted before they eat it. Yeah.
Yes. I like it.
There was a precedent to that. I would be the wine taster. You know, if there's some offending tastes, smells, sights, whatever, then the judgment would fall on me.
Yeah. And off with the head.
Off with the head. Exactly.
But you know, you give me some broad and I take her pants down and she's got fucking coal sores all over her vagina.
Right.
You best be sure you're gonna end the night with a new gift.
Well, that would bring another. Again, we're talking about a posse that you already would have.
Right.
And a lot of these posses, there's guys who have different tasks. I don't understand why you wouldn't pay for a friend to go through like clinical hygiene or anything like that. And then one buddy would be the legal one, and then another one would be the hygiene guy.
Right, because I'd say, hey, you know what? It'd have to be like a guy that didn't, you know, you couldn't pick one of your friends that looked like a douchebag. It'd have to be a guy that you know, kind of came, he has a very doctor vibe to him, and he just come by and be like, hey, listen, no offense, I just need to make sure everything's on the up and up. I'm going to take a sniff, I'm going to do this, and, you know, and then you can proceed. I know it sucks, but this must be done.
I would personally pick the most ornery, gayest dude I could find.
Ah, gay.
I would make him roll in my posse, dude.
You know, you're right. The gay vibe is the way to go with that one.
Yep.
That's they could get away with being offensive.
Not only that, the gay dudes are super clean. They understand the importance of sexually transmitted diseases. And they'd be like, girl, you better go get fucking, you know, Summer's Eve on that shit going on right now, you know? So, yeah.
Well, I don't even want to give that opportunity. I mean,
yeah.
The second they could say that, they go, girl, you better go get that ass washed.
You could say that, and then you could just say, you know, fuck this, you know. You
close the door. That bitch can't come back in here.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, I do want to revisit our, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and we were talking the other day about how in Vegas they had a thing where you could hunt hot girls.
Right.
Right. And so I was thinking about it because we were talking about it, and we were kind of.
I sent you the story too. Did you?
Right.
Did you
right. Yeah. Yeah. That was a real thing. Yeah. And I really think we could improve on that, man. I think the best way to do it would really be to we were talking about having like a grading system.
Right.
And we went the wrong direction with that because we started saying, a black chick would be the most elusive.
Right.
Because, you know, they're typically gifted athletically and this and that. Right. But that's the wrong – our grading system is off.
Okay.
Because what would ultimately happen is there would be more ugly chicks willing to do it than right. there are hot chicks.
Right.
So the grading scale.
You got to do the odds so you could up. You got to do the Vegas thing and play with the odds so you could get an equal amount or entice the.
Well, you would have to what would be an honorable get or an honorable kill would be if you found a hot chick.
Right.
You know, you can go all day, you know, on one of your ATVs or something, you know, you're going around.
Right.
And you see, you know, a couple of fatties.
Right.
And you're just, you know, if you're just hunting for game, go for it, you know, if you're just doing it for practice. But, you know, people would talk about like, oh, my God, hey, you won't believe me, but there's this fucking bodacious blonde out there.
Right.
You know? Oh, man, she's a fucking 10. She's a fucking 10, and she's out there. I seen her. I took a shot at her. I missed her. But she's out there, man. I mean, this bitch, she's fucking bad, man. And,
Here's the thing. These girls from this hunting ranch and everything, they were like perfect tens.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want them all to be perfect tens. What would be better is if you have a large quantity of women.
Right. So you're saying you would have like they would be like in a herd,
and right,
come up on them, and then you would just pick out either the best one or the sickest one, like. like a herd,
right? It's like a herd, right?
Right.
And
like within the herd, there would be one that you know, was an amputee and like maybe one that was,
you know, just anything, because, you know, you put the ad out there and right. you pay well right. and you get all sorts of different chicks to come in. Right.
Right.
That are like, oh, wow, this is a job. Okay. I have to fucking, this is stupid. I'm prancing around like a deer, you know? Okay. Whatever. I don't care. Right.
Right.
And so you would get what I'm saying is odds are you're going to get a lot of uglies.
Right.
The point value of an ugly is nothing. But occasionally you get that trashy hot chick.
Right.
That we would look at and be like, "Whoa, lots of potential here."
The girl with the nose ring and like the lip stud.
I mean, we would be the new Playboy Mansion, essentially, because it's gone now, right?
Right.
So, you know, all we would really need to do is go to like Texas, somewhere okay. where we can get a big plot of land.
Right.
Right. And, you know, we wouldn't have the luxuriousness of the Playboy Mansion.
Right.
But we'd have like one of them big fucking Georgia Savannah homes.
Right, 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 right.
You know, and all the girls could live there. Right, right. We feed them, and you know, of course, out of a trough.
Right, right.
Unless they're the prime meat, then those, you know, those are like organically fed. You know,
right.
Because you don't want them to put on weight. You don't want right, you right. know.
Yeah, and monitored.
Yeah, they're monitored. You know, but you treat them, you treat them better and all that.
Right,
and. Then you send them out.
Right.
You know, every morning, hey, you know, 9 to 5, this is what you're doing, you know.
Be careful, you might get shot.
They know. They're well aware of everything. And the thing is, they're told to be elusive.
Yeah. Here's a mask. Here's a helmet.
Well, here's the thing. Another thought I had was that it doesn't necessarily have to be shooting them with like paintball or something. What might be better is if you go like our Dundee buddy brother in Australia,
right,
who goes in and tackles them by hand.
Right, like Andrew Yukles.
Yes, like Andrew Yukles. So maybe you have to hog tie them. Maybe maybe you have to like put some kind of paint on your hand, and then you have to tag them.
Wow. So they don't get hurt, but there is a challenge to that.
There's a challenge. So you can go around. You see what you want. Now the hunt is on.
Right, right.
Boom, you tag them. Okay, hey, game over. She's been tagged. You get to take a picture with her.
Right.
And for the right price, who knows what else, possibly a date or something.
Right.
But boom, that's your trophy. You've not made it.
I like the tag motion. It's very humane.
Right.
You know, the girl can't get hurt. There's no other things, and there is a challenge. There's a sporting challenge. You could also get somebody who is a survivalist who could show you, like, maybe you could use these to track and these hints to do this, to do that.
Who knows? They might, you know, you might get a rich guy, right?
Right.
And he might set out a trap.
Right.
You know, he might put out a coach bag.
Right.
You know, and then all of a sudden you see all these gazelles coming out of the woodwork. Yes. headed towards the coach bag.
Yes.
Right. And little do they know, there's a false bottom floor, and they fucking, you know,
right,
fall in, and you know.
So you just the imaginative of a Japanese TV store or show, along with a survivalist Bear Grylls show, along with like a crazy Russian TV show, and you put it all together.
Imagine the close up, like there's a hot chick, right?
Right.
Gorgeous blonde, blue eyed, Playboy bunny like chick, right? Right. And, you know, she's in skimpy attire. You know, they can all, you know, some of them would only do body paint.
Right.
You know how they've done those things where they do like body paint that looks like clothes.
Yes.
So they do like that, but you know, make it into like a deer or a bunny or something like that.
Yeah, they could become like the Predator too, you know, where they just blend into the background.
Yeah, yeah, hey, whatever, you know. And right. Of course, we pay them according to their elusiveness and their hotness, right. Of course.
You're right.
You know, I'm sure we'd have like an OBJ of the a LeBron James of fucking of the hot chicks, you know.
Right.
And she'd
right.
be like, "Hey, look, if you want me out here, you have to pay me $1,000." You know,
here's my rate.
And I'd be like, absolutely, because you're the hunt. You're what people are going to look for. You're the trophy. The trashy other ones that are just filling space and stuff, you know, they're, you know, you pay them minimum wage. They should be happy. Right.
Right.
But anyways, I went off topic. Now imagine this as a show, right? Like imagine a close up of this hot bombshell, right?
Right.
And she's smart. She's never been caught, right?
Right.
Though many times they've tried, they've never got her, right? And right. So, you know, some rich guy says, "Hey, I know what this chick likes. They like this scent, right?" So then they put out a scent, right? They put out a scent of like leather bags, you know, leather bag scent, right? And then you do a close up of the chick and she's like kind of sniffing around like, "Well, that's kind of
right.
What the hell?" And then she kind of looks over in the distance and she sees a bag. And it's like the latest version, the whatever the Kardashians would have at that moment, you know.
Right.
And then she starts getting closer, you know. But
I like that.
But she's a wily one. And she realizes it's a trap. Of course it's a trap, right?
What's the bag doing in the middle of the fucking wilderness?
Yes. So then, you know, we do our like, you know how on like reality television, they say like, you know, they cut to like an interview and they're like, what were you thinking with the bag when you saw the bag? And they'll be like,
the thought process.
Yeah. And she's like, well, what I was thinking was, if he had enough for the bag for day one, what would he put out there on day seven? And she walks away. She walks away.
Nice.
Doesn't take the bag. Now, what's this fucking millionaire guy going to put out there on day two, three, four, five?
What is he going to do to entice?
What will he do to entice?
What would you call the show?
Whew.
I think I got a title for it.
What do you got?
Beauty of the Hunt.
Oh,
right.
The Beauty of the Hunt.
The Beauty of the Hunt.
I like it.
Cause you wouldn't know what it was. You know, it has a little bit of everything in there.
Man, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Well,
that's pretty good. I think we got something. We need to trademark that.
That's VFW Productions. So whoever wants the pitch, let us know.
Let us know.
But hey, brother, there's a final story I wanted to touch on. And
all right.
Because you know me. If there's like my top threes of hate things that I hate, Canada, Europe. And other Euros, okay?
Right.
And usually I don't have anything nice to say about any of them. But
if
you go to Vodka of the World or VFW.com, you will see. And this is a Vice news. And usually I used to like Vice until they became so political. It's just crazy. Just of them whining and crying and they're just so self-absorbed, just self-entitled that I hate Vice.
Seems a little one-sided sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So I get what you mean.
So this is a story about a bunch of vegans in Canada and they were going to this guy's shop. Okay, and this guy, his specialty is like game stock, you know, so deer, goose, you know, shit like that, you know, those type of more exotic meats. And they have been protesting and protesting and protesting and protesting. If you go to the store, you will see this guy has like in his store, he has like one of these windows that actually you could look into the inside of the restaurant, right?
Right.
He got a piece of venison, of deer meat. He goes to that spot and he just starts butchering the shit out of it in front of these guys.
Wow.
And these guys are crying. They have their little stupid vegan signs and, you know, animals are not for our use and all of that. And they start crying. They start crying like little bitches. And they start crying and saying, like, this guy is doing this on purpose. And it's like, of course, you morons, you guys are there protesting. What do you expect? You know, the guy flipped the tables literally on him. He's filleting this venison right in front of their grills. They're crying and they call the cops.
What the cops do, enjoy a dinner?
The cops show up and they're like, you know, yeah, you know, is there any way you could stop from doing this? But then they realize it's a fucking restaurant. So, you know, they can't tell the guy not to do it.
Right.
And he has to do it. So they eventually let him go, you know, let him finish his filleting, and he just stopped. He just did it right in front of their grills, man.
He should have fed the cops.
That would have been, you know, that would have been the icing on the cake. But I the reason I bring this up is because I always have something negative to say about Canada and all of these, you know, they're idiots, what flannel wearing fox, whatever, you know, I always talk about Canada. But I have to give it up to this guy, man. This guy wins a medal. He would probably win a Vodka of the Year mention if we ever go to it. Because, dude, that's perfect, man, to make these assholes cry about their shit. You know, it's like, and if you read the story, the way the vice positions the story, okay, it makes it seem like it's the biggest atrocity to society that you could ever think of, right?
Right. But
as they go describing what's going on, you could tell that there were only like 10 or 15 idiots who were crying. And it's like, there's a whole restaurant of people who want to eat this food, and there's 15 idiots who made it a choice to go and pick at this place, and they are expecting the whole world to revolve around them. It's like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever Canadian, I mean, if you look at the story, they say the guy's name and they mention the restaurant, which I forgot to write down and all of that. But I got to tell you, man, big ups to this guy, man. The Stones,
hats off to the chef.
You know, we've always talked about when your opponent outmatches you.
Right.
And we talked about that when at the parties that you've been having problems with, and
right,
you've been outmatched, yet we still give props for the person who outmatched you.
Right.
In this case, these vegans should shut the fuck up and just go ahead and acknowledge that they were upped substantially by this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. They, right. You know, you got to know when you're beat and right. Then, you know, go back to the thinking trap. And figure right. out a better way to get at them. That's all.
Right. And always remember that meat is murder. Delicious, delicious murder.
Yeah. Not, hey, man, you're making me hungry now, which is making me, you know what I've been craving, man? I got to go out to visit you. I've been wanting to go back to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
right,
our spot. You know, I get that Carol C special, chicken breast.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you just have any, let me know.
You have any good chicken breast lately?
Man,
fried when chicken. I went.
So when I went to the Philippines, I had very limited eating options. Not only do I not really like Filipino food, but with the way I'm eating and the way I'm getting sick, I have to stay with a very small selected portions of types of food. And I got to tell you, there is no better fried chicken than Filipino fried chicken.
What?
Yep. Filipino fried chicken is the best. Actually, the best of the best of the best.
It's not dry, is it?
It is not dry. It is not dry. It's succulent. It's super tasty and all of that. And the reason I bring this up is because I haven't had too much chicken since I've been back, because I almost ate chicken on a daily basis when I was in the Philippines. So
all right,
I'm kind of chickened out what's going on. So yes, the Roscoe's chicken is going to be good. You just come over, let me know. We'll finish that off. It would actually be nice if we actually had a Vaca of the World eating party at C's, at Roscoe's.
I like that.
That would be pretty good. If there's anybody out there who would be interested in meeting with us, and we could gauge what the interest is, you could always reach out to us at viathew.com or Vaca of the World. They could always reach you also. But yeah, it would be nice to do that.
Does your wife like chicken?
Oh yeah, I mean, as a whole, Filipinos love chicken. There's something called native chicken, which is chickens from the countryside, and a lot of times they're just fed whatever meal they have at in the country. They're free range chickens. They are prepared and taken, you know, they're killed, prepared, and all of that within almost the same day. So, man, I tell you, man, it doesn't seem likely, but yeah, chicken in the Philippines is like really, really good.
Remember you had told me that your wife had eaten some dry chicken?
Oh, shit. Okay, so this afternoon, you know, we only have one car, and I always try to help out in my limited capacity, meaning like my lazy ass. I tried taking her to the laundry shop so we could, you know, do the laundry and all of that. as we're in the laundry, we are at about half a block from a 7-Eleven. And because I've been sick, I started feeling better, and I wanted something like a burger or something like that. She was nice enough to go to the 7-Eleven and pick up some Funyuns and all that. And she got a chicken sandwich from 7-Eleven. Now, when in my younger years, 7-Eleven was the bomb. Or even AMPM to get those burgers. Remember AMPM burgers? You get 2 for 99 cents.
Fuck, that's horrible, man.
I loved it. I loved it. You would put, I would lather them with
chili,
and then I would lather them with mustard and put all of the little condiments and all of that shit. They would be sloppy. They were cheap. And in my younger years, I could digest that shit. Well, she was nice enough to get a chicken sandwich. When she started taking it out of that fucking tin foil that's in a bag,
yeah,
it started to come out like the driest piece of shit that you've ever seen. The bread was soggy, and what was supposed to be the chicken patty was like, ugh, it was just like dog food when you put water on it.
And did she eat it?
So I look at it and she sees my face of disgust, and I'm like, fuck, You know, I appreciate it, but I'm not going to eat this shit. Oh, this is perfect. I don't know what you're talking about. So I get it, and I smell the bread, and the bread smelled moldy, like watery, moist bread. And I take a bite out of it, and the chicken had a tough skin on the outside, and on the inside was wet. Not moist or anything. It was just like a wet dryness, like almost jerky like. And I'm like, oh, fuck, man.
Well, what do you expect with fucking 7-Eleven?
I understand. It's just been years since I haven't had anything, and because I felt like something. Again, I wasn't expecting much. I just wasn't expecting that. I said, no, I'm not going to have this. And I just put it down. And she's like, no, this is perfect. This is perfect. You just don't have to eat the bread. And she starts throwing the bread away just to make a point.
Right.
Right. And then she goes off and she starts like folding the clothes and all of that. She comes back. She kind of tears a little bit of the chicken, puts it in her mouth. And I see that. Denying the fact that fuck, this is some nasty shit too, right? But
right,
she does go back on the word that, like, hey, she told me, like, hey, you know, you think you're better than this? Why are you not eating this?
Yeah.
So she goes back after that, like, taste. You know, she kind of like chews it like a little kid eating fucking spinach, right?
Right.
Goes back to finish doing the clothes. And then on her third trip, she gets the whole thing and she walks to the trash. And I say, hey, I see what you're doing. And she starts like laughing at me because she saw that I caught her, you know?
Right,
like,
right, right.
It's like being caught masturbating, right? Like, you know that you got caught, but you don't want to say anything. She starts laughing, but it's like, fuck, you know, she didn't have to go with the other three bites of this shit.
Wow.
But she just wanted to kind of prove a point, like, hey, you know what, this is not. So, yeah. That was my, I mean, this thing was dry, horrible. It smelled bad.
This is what women do. They go through all those efforts just to try to prove you wrong.
Right.
Why not just listen?
Or you know, she could have just easily said, "Hey, you know what? You're right. We could have."
Just listen. Just look. You're not steering her the wrong way.
Right.
You're trying to save you both from, you know, spending the night on the toilet.
Indigestion. Correct. Like it wasn't that the action was like, "Oh, you're so dumb. Why did you get me this?" No, because I asked her, "Hey, let's try getting a sandwich," or we tried getting something from there. We just didn't know the quality that it was going to be.
Well, now you know, you dumb fuck. Bad. The quality is bad.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, man. I never thought it was going to be this bad. I remember it being bad in my youth. Look, I never went to like 7-Eleven expecting like a fucking Saget review or anything like that. But it was at least decent enough to where you could say, yeah, you know what? Every once in a while, this is good. But now, whatever this shit is now, dude, it's just fucking horrible.
Especially with your limitations now, that should be the furthest thing that you could fucking eat, man. Your whole insides would fucking deteriorate.
Not only that, you know, I do have like a cheap meal, and chances are I don't want to use it on some shitty fucking sandwich like this.
Motherfucker, just go to fucking Burger King at least and get a chicken sandwich.
No, I understand. But again, the reason
the reason we went to
the 7-Eleven was just because of the proximity of to the laundromat. But
you live in L.A.
No. Again,
I guarantee you, you're half a mile away from about 100 different chicken sandwiches.
No. The whole point is the proximity to the laundry room, to the laundromat, where you could just walk across the street and go to it.
I hear you. All right.
reason. I mean, if you get in a car and you go 4 or 5 blocks, you know, you go, you have so many delis here and all of that. I'm in the middle of the most Jewish deli centered place. Like, this is the epicenter of Jewish delis here, you know? So yes, you're right. But in a place where you're drying your clothes and you could walk 500 feet and get yourself something, you know, that was the whole reason.
All right.
Stringy and dry as fuck.
Man, that was the hardest intro into getting you to talk about fucking dry chicken I've ever had to do in my life. Fuck, man. You make my job hard.
It is hard. It is sometimes.
Golly. But all right, brother.
We're going to close off the day. Again, you could reach us at Vodka of the World or VOTW.com. You could always reach my brother at RD Podcaster. And as always, we close the day off by saying
VOTW.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.